If there was a barefooter in the area, and state laws allowed it, Randy would send the barefooter to the house to make the delivery.
Hi, I'm from Barefoot. I heard you got a bad cork.
The people at the door would have their jaws hanging open.
Here's another bottle. And here are a couple t-shirts. Have a nice evening.
Aw, oh, gee. Thanks.
Some of the calls were so good, Randy would play them on the answering machine at Barefoot's office.
My lovely wife and I are enjoying a nice glass of your cab. We're both barefoot. Not only that, we're both naked. Later, I'm going to drink some wine from her shoe.
When he could, Randy called back quickly, though he generally steered clear of people drinking from their shoes. He picked up a message one Friday evening from a party in Chicago. The caller said they loved the wine and made everyone take their shoes off before they phoned. Randy called back.
Hi, my name is Randy. I'm from Barefoot Wine.
Woohoo! Everyone, quiet! Hey, quiet! The Barefoot guy's on the phone.
The Barefoot guy. How good was that? A salesman returning a phone call got turned into a superhero. It also got him the permanent nickname, The Barefoot Guy.
I just called to say, I'm glad to hear you're having a good time. Thanks for drinking Barefoot.
Hey, everyone, he said, thanks for drinking Barefoot.
People at that Chicago party started cheering. Randy could hear the whoops and yays.
We love Barefoot!
Yeah! Is great!
We love your foot!
That doesn't sound particularly groundbreaking in this current hyper-connected world when making personal connections is a mainstream business tactic, but it was new then, and it came from thinking the way any business needs to think.